Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim Daf Nun Tet Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the Amud, continuing with our exploration of the role and location of the Mizbeach. Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shenifgam. If the Mizbeach is missing something, a piece of the Mizbeach is gone, Kol HaKodashim Shenishchatu Sham Psulin. So any animal that was shechted while it was Nifgam is Pasul. When Rav says, we had a pasuk to support it, I forgot what the pasuk was, but that's the halachat. Kisalik Rav Kana, so Rav Kana was a Talmud of Rav, he made aliyah, Ashkechel Rav Shimon Berebi, he found Rebbe's son, Tekamishim Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, who said in the name of Rebbe's old colleague, Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, what's the source for that? The pasuk that we saw in the previous shiur, as literally being read as Alav, you could shecht on top of the Mizbeach. Here, Alav is read differently. V'chi Alav atazovech, you don't shecht on top. Elokshu shalem, elokshu chaser. Alav means in its presence. So you shecht in the presence of the Mizbeach, but only when it's a proper Mizbeach. So Amar, no kradi yishtamit le'le Rav. So Rav Kana said, that's the pasuk that Rav forgot. That's Rav. Now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, echadzev, echadzev psulin. We'll see that echadzev, echadzev means both any animals that are shechted while the Mizbeach is down, but even animals that are mukdash, that are hekdesh, while the Mizbeach is not in perfect shape, are psulin. So my pligi, what's the machloka between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav savar balei chayim enam nidachim. Rav says that an animal cannot be rejected while it's alive. Yochanan savar balei chayim nidachim. And Rabbi Yochanan says they can. And therefore, if while it's alive, you're makdishit, it's not fit for being brought, that's nidichui. So meitaveh, here's the challenge. Kol hakodashim shayu ad shelo nivneh mizbeach. We have a braita that's kind of strange. There's any kodashim that were around before the mizbeach was built. And the assumption here is at the beginning of Beit Sheni, in the year 536 BCE, when they first came back under Shesh Batzar and built the mizbeach, v'chakach nivneh mizbeach psulin. So nivneh, what do you mean? Dichuyin mikara ninu. That can't be the case because that's dichuyin mikara, which we don't accept. The notion that something can start out unfit, start out rejected. It has to first be fit, then be rejected. Min ela, what's the fix? Ela ad shelo neharasa mizbeach. The proper read is anything that was hekdesh before the mizbeach was destroyed. And that would have been back in 586 BCE. Neharasa yizkunlu. What do you mean? Over 50 years between the destruction of the Mizbeach and the rebuilding of the Mizbeach, the animals would have died and certainly lapsed the years that they could be hekdesh. Elwa, we have to fix that. We're now not talking about national historic events, but rather, if something was mukdash before the Mizbeach became pagum, and then it became pagum, it's pasul, and that supports Rabbi Yochanan. But velotuitzi kamatarzat, you've already changed the brayta twice to make it work. So eman shenishchatu, so maybe change it another time and say it really means shenishchatu, not shehuktashu. So Rav could be defended. Avram Gidol Amar Rav Mizbeach shenakar mitivin k'tor b'mkomo. So Rav had said that if the Mizbeach Pimi is not there, you could put the Ketoret in its place, just like we do in Yom Kippur, putting the Dam in the place of the Aron with no Aron during Beit Sheni. So you see that the Mizbeach doesn't have to be there at all. The answer is, we're going to see this at length now. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that for Damim you need the Mizbeach. So Rav would admit you need the Mizbeach for Damim. The only machloket with it between him and Rabbi Yochanan is whether or not if the animal is just hekdesh, while his beach is bagum, and then you fix the mizbeach, and then do shechita, whether it's valid. Now, my Rabbi Yehuda, what's this Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, the pasuk in describing Shlomo's building of the Beit HaMikdash, Bayimahu Kidash HaMelech Tocha Chatzer, Shlomo sanctified the entire Azarah. Why? Kizbach Hanachoshet Asher Lifnei Adonai Katon Mehachil Ta'ula. That the Mizbeach Hanachoshet, that's Moshe's Mizbeach, was too small for the Korbanot. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim Kichtavan, means takes it literally. Shlomo sanctified the entire Azarah. The entire Azarah is fit like a Mizbeach. Amar le Rabbi Yossi, and we'll get to the whole piece of this at the very end of this discussion. the part that we brought it in for. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Alok Far Nemar, Elifalot Yala Shlomo, Mizbeachahu, in the beginning of Parak Gimel, when Shlomo goes to Givon, where the old Mizbeach that's small is, it says he brought 1,000 Olot, and we're going to see a little bit further on that that whole Mizbeach was 5 by 5, and 4 of those 5 Amot were taken up by Karen and placed to walk. There's only one Amah in the middle, one square Amah, where the Maracha is, and 1,000 Olot could go up there. There he brought 22,000. So 22,000 on a 20 square space. Look at Rashi and see that that's the space that's available on the Mizbeach that Shlomo built is far more than 1,000 in the one square Amah that Shlomo had earlier. So why would we think that Shlomo's Mizbeach was not big enough and that he had to be Mekadosh the entire Azara? So the essential machloket here is, can you burn Korbanot, can you burn the Emorim on the floor of the Azara? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can't. Alamau katon me'achil. So what did, according to Rabbi Yossi, why, how does he interpret the pasuk that it was too small? Katon me'achil is a euphemism for saying we're rejecting that old Mizbeach. And saying we're rejecting the old Mizbeach, and he's not referring now to the new Mizbeach that he built, that it's not big enough, but the old one of Moshe has been rejected, and a nice way of saying it is it's too small. For Rabbi Yehuda, Shapikram Rabbi Yossi has a good point about the size of the Mizbeach. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda, Tamei, Damar Mizbeach, Shasam Moshe Gadol Aya. He says Moshe's Mizbeach was much bigger. Tana Chamesh Amot or Chamesh Amot Rochav, during Chatavanda, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that when the Torah says in Parshat Tetzaveh that the Mizbeach is 5 by 5, he says literally. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Nemarkan Ravua, Nemar Lahalan Ravua. In Yechezkel, his descriptions that we've already invoked before, it says the Mizbeach is Ravua, a square. Malam in Sayyidu Ayam Oded, and in the case of Yechezkel, the amount, the measure given is a radius, not a diameter. So the same Ravua in Parchet Tetzaveh means the measurement is a radius, not a diameter. V'hatamanal, and how do we know that in Yechezkel's case it was a radius? Tichtiv, Ahariel, Shtemesri Amal, L'chol Ruach. That there's 12 Amot in each direction. I know the Yabeli Beth, so maybe it's just 12 by 12. Shomer El Arba'at Reva'av, to the 4 quadrants, and Shemam Sayyamodid, meaning it's 12 in each quadrant. It's 12 by 12 in each quadrant, means that the whole thing is 24 by 24 in Yechezkel's vision. So therefore, it's a radius, and therefore we come back and we say, aha, Moshe's is 5 of a radius, which makes the whole thing 10 by 10, and therefore a much bigger ma'aracha. And therefore he says, and if that is what it took to have 1,000 olot, then 22,000 olot really is going to be much bigger than 1,000, then 22,000 is going to need much more than Shlomo's size, and therefore he did it on the floor of the Azarat. Rabbi Yossi's comment, response is, Ki gamar gzera shava, the gzera shava ravua, is not to tell you that they're both radii, but rather, begovhadugu de gamir, to teach you about the height. Titania, for shalosha mot komato, we say the Mizbeach is 3 high. Rabbi Yehuda says really 3 high. Rabbi Yossi, or Mayno, nemarkan ravua, nemar lalan ravua. Again, he picks on ravua, ravua. But he learns, malan govhopi shnaim koroko. There, the height is twice as big as the length. Avkan pishnaim koroko. Same thing here, it's twice as high. And therefore, he says, it had to be 10 high if it's 5 wide. Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says, orachatzer mi'abama koma chamesh amot, the whole thing is, the walls of the Azar are 5 amot high. Shakomena gomera mizbeach, so if the coin standing 10 high, everybody can see the avodah there. What's the point of the walls if everybody can see the coin? Where's its tzniut here? We have an understanding that the walls are higher than when the coin's going to be. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'alok kvar ne'mar, v'kaleach chatzer, v'asach shar chatzer, shlom mishkan lo mizbeach, that it compares the klaim, the curtains, to the mizbeach. Ma mishkan esther amot, the mishkan's 10 amot high, mizbeach 10 amot. So the mishkan and the mizbeach are compared. They're both 10 amot high. V'yomer klaim chamesh esrei, ama el akatef, and we learn that the klaim really are 15 high. Why does it say they're 5 amot high? Misfat mizbeach ulamala, meaning they're 5 amot higher than the mizbeach. So why does it say the mizbeach is 3 high? Misfat sovev ulamala, it's 3 higher than the sovev. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's response? Ki gamir gzera shava barachva hu de gamir. The gzera shava is there to tell you about the width, not about the height. Rahuda Hakamit Chazi coin, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, also the coin scene, because Rabbi Yehuda says the whole Kalaim are five high, and the Mizbeach is three high, but the coin himself is three tall. So need a coin mitchazi, avodah to be adolo mitchazi. Even though the coin can be seen, you can't see the avodah in his hand, because you can only see the very top of his head. Okay. Now, based on Rabbi Yehuda, hainu lichtiv kidesh. Now I understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why the pasuk says that Shlomo sanctified the entire area, because he says the Mizbeach wasn't big enough. He made the whole area okay for Haktara. El Rabbi Yossi, the whole floor. El Rabbi Yossi, my kidesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, what does that mean? Amid ba Mizbeach. That it was sanctified, you could put the Mizbeach there. I understand according to Rabbi Yossi why you say it's too small. Rabbi Yehuda, my katon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you say it was so small? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was much bigger, the original Mizbeach. Come on, Mizbeach, amanim, shasa Shlomo, tacha, Mizbeach, anachoshet, katon, have. What it means is that Shlomo's Mizbeach that was built in place of that was too small, and therefore he had to use the entire area. So now the katon is referring to Shlomo's Mizbeach, not Moshe's. Now, by my pligi, so what's the machloka between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, bottom line? Marsavar danin chutz michutz. Rabbi Yehuda says we have to learn the outside Mizbeach that Moshe had from the outside Mizbeach described in Yechezkel. You can't learn it from the inside one where it's twice as high as it is wide. Marsavar, Rabbi Yossi says, danin kli mi kli. You learn a kli from a kli, meaning the Mizbeach HaPimi and the Mizbeach HaNechoshet were both kelim, they were moved. You can't learn them from a binyan, which is Yechezkel. Okay, all of that is to get us to this point. Amarav Moder Yehuda B'damim, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you could do Haktarat Emurim on the Ritzpah, admits that Damim have to go on the Mizbeach. The Tanur Yehuda Omer, and we saw this a little while ago, about the cleanup operation at the end of the day of Erev Pesach, Kosacharayam Malei Midama Taruvot, that they would go around and collect from all the Dam that was left over, they'd collect one Kos, Shavchol Gav Mizbeach, and they spill out on the Mizbeach to make sure that if somebody's Dam didn't make the Mizbeach, it would be fine. Shavchol Moshe Lachad Meyanim Tzazemach Shiro. But if Rabbi Yehuda held that the entire Azara is Kodesh, even for Dam, the mitzvah was done. It was spilled out on the floor. Maybe he holds you need Koach Gavra. You need a person to actually spill it out, not to have it fall on its own. If that's the case, then just pick it up and spill it on the floor. It must be Rabbi Yehuda, like Rava says, holds that the Dam does have to go on the Mizbeach, even though the Emurim don't. The answer is no, but the Mishum Do'ayin Mitzvah in a Muvchar. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said, really, if it was spilled on the floor, it would be okay. But the Mitzvah in a Muvchar, the ideal Mitzvah is, of course, to put it on the Mizbeach, and that's why that's what they would do at the end of the day of Erev Pesach. Okay, we'll continue with our exploration into the details of the Mizbeach and its impact in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.